The reminder that I'm getting old.
Well, Doc, I've been thinking things over, and I thought that the party would be a good place for you to announce...
My retirement?
Yes, Doc. Now, I have your pension papers in the drawer of my desk here. I haven't signed it yet because I wanted to talk to you first.
Well, hasn't my work been satisfactory, Commissioner?
Doc, you're the best medical examiner in the country. But we're thinking of you. You've worked hard all your life. Now you can retire at full salary and enjoy yourself.
Oh, why? If I retired, I'd be dead in 6 months.
Now, Doc, that's no way for you to talk.
I'm an old fire horse, Commissioner. I wouldn't know what to do with myself if I didn't have my work to do. But, of course, if you want me to retire, I'll do it.
I wouldn't think of it, Doc. I was only doing it for your sake.
Well, then, shall we forget it for the time being? You see, I don't want to retire yet, Commissioner.
Oh, forget it then, Doc.
All right. I guess I'd better get along.
Oh, what is it you came in to see me about, Doc?
Would you rather we left the room, Dr. Kilgore?
Oh, no, indeed not. It can wait until morning.
Well, we'll miss the first act unless we hurry.
You see, Doctor, Mr. Cranston's play is in rehearsal tonight, and he wants my critical opinion. But if you want to talk to me, I'll be glad to.
No, indeed. What I have to tell you can wait, Commissioner.
Oh, well, let's go then. By the way, Doc, those reports I wanted you to look at are right here on my desk.
Yes.
Now, you sit right down and go over them. There'll be no one around here to bother you at this time of night.
All right, Commissioner.
We've got exactly 16 minutes to get there. We'll never make it.